Entertain a motion to come out of executive session back into regular session.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obvious, motion carried. We're back into regular session. Any possible action on executive session item, Mr. Moore?
Excuse me, Mr. President. The council in executive session did discuss land acquisition, and it would be appropriate for someone to move to authorize the county administrator to negotiate, enter into a contract, and close on parcel 2023L.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Obvious, motion carried. Now time for 1:30 public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first matter that we have this afternoon is an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $9,236,846 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the North Ellendale Sewer Flow Diversion Project, and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith. There will be a presentation given by the county engineer, Emeritus Mr. Medlars, and with Gina Jennings, our finance director. They will get a short presentation. After that presentation, there will be an opportunity for any member of the public to comment. If you do opt to comment, please come forward, give your name and address before you speak. Mr. Medlars.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. President. So when I look back on what Mr. Ashman just introduced with this extension of the sewer area, this was a diverted flow out of the entire business park airport over to the irrigation system. This is a very similar approach. You've seen this before. This North Ellendale project takes the entire north side of Ellendale. Instead of it going south to Georgetown, it would be going east. But a facility on Route 30, Artesian, is currently built. So we have an agreement with the town of Georgetown, which allows us to recover the costs for diverted units, because future sewer connection charges will be used to pay off these debts associated with this. This is not resulting in an increase in the sewer assessment rates, because we do believe, based on our analysis, that sufficient funds will be provided by the by future connection charges to do this. So this is for infill, for new projects we're currently considering, which could have not moved forward without the additional capacity, because Georgetown did not have that. So this one is before the Water Infrastructure Council has received favorable consideration under the intended use plan. We received the commitment letter from the state, and you had previously introduced the debt service ordinance. So the day before you is the actual approval of the ordinance and the hearing associated with.
Any questions to council? More.
Okay, if not, is there any member of the public that would like to comment on this proposed ordinance? Is there anyone here today that would like to comment? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. In order, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $9,236,846 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the North Ellendale Sewer Flow Diversion Project, and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion,
Mrs. Green. Second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you both.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. The next two are zoning matters, and as such, I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council would defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both council and commission hearings. And, Mr. President, the first matter today is change of zone number 2005. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.58 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, and Warrington Road, which is Route 1D. The 911 address is 19101 John J. Williams Highway, Rehoboth, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 115.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and a copy of the applicant's concept plan, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and would note there is one comment within the file. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of August 7th of this year, and at the meeting of August 21st of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 9 reasons as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Carney.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of Council. Thank you very much for having us today. My name is Tom Carney. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, the Turner Group. Mr. Whitehouse mentioned, we are seeking the rezoning of the property located at 19101 John J. Williams Highway in Rehoboth Beach, right there on the corner of Route 24 and Warrington Road, from an AR1 zoning classification to a C3 zoning classification. With respect to the requested rezoning, it is first and most importantly in direct keeping with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The plan marks the property as a commercial zoning designation or within a commercial area, which is defined as property consisting of retail and services along major highways and corridors, which obviously would encompass this property. And the appropriate uses include expressly car washes, which is what we are seeking to put at the property. By way of background, I do believe that I missed to mention this. The Turner Group currently owns the Waves Car Wash in Lewis Beach, and this is going to be a second location for them here in Sussex County. They would be seeking to erect a car wash on the property, which is obviously a matter of right under a C3 zoning classification. Second, and equally as important, the requested use of the property as a car wash, it falls directly within the C3 zoning classification as opposed to the AR1 zoning classification. So CR3 is defined as larger scale auto-oriented retail and service businesses along major arterial roads and serving local and regional residents as well as the traveling public. This obviously would be an auto service along a major road servicing the county. Change in zoning classification to C3 would absolutely be in keeping with the surrounding vicinity of the property. The stretch on 24 from Coastal Highway there over the past 10 to 20 years has gradually changed from AR1 residential to a number of commercial facilities. We now have banks, medical facilities, there is a multifamily structure, pretty much every retail use that you can find from the Walmart on down the way. As I mentioned, there's the BB Hospital there. There is now a hotel as well as multifamily and more hospital facilities going up on the Warrington Road stretch down to Route 1A. So the requested zoning reclassification is certainly in keeping with the surrounding area of the property. And that really, you know, is at its core the, you know, we have the property rezoning being in keeping with the comprehensive plan, as well as being in direct conformance with the C3 description, as well as consistent with the surrounding property. We have the applicant here, as well as the engineer for the project, Jamie Seckler. I don't know if you know there's any questions from the board, but we're happy to answer them.
Are there any questions?
Did you have anybody in opposition at the
No opposition. No.
If you have nothing else to add, then you may have a seat.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing in this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. If it's okay with council, we'll close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.58 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 9.
Pleasure, council.
Motion to adopt.
Motion, Mrs. Green, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Hudson.
I agree with P&Z's recommendations. So I'll vote yes.
Riley.
I'm going to dissent and vote no. I think what this would do is open the gate to commercial type developments crossing over into the AR1 section, which is currently AR1. I would hope would have remain AR1 for future housing. And I would be more comfortable with a conditional use, but a change of zone means they could build almost anything there, you know, out of a long list of items. And I just don't feel comfortable. I think going forward, I'd feel more comfortable with something like a conditional use in a scenario like this. So I'm going to vote no.
Thank you, sir. I agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2539. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a diesel mechanic parts shop and truck parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.46 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 0.42 miles south of East Redden Road, which is Sussex County Route 565. The 911 address is 18293 and 18313 DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 6, Parcel 4.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the deed for the property, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we since recently received a coloured site plan exhibit from the applicant. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of August 7th of this year. And at the meeting of August 21st of this year, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the application for the four reasons stated and subject to the 13 recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from council? Not, Mr. Willard.
Mr. President, members of council, Tim Willard for the applicants. My clients are here. I'd have them move up front, but since they're the only ones here, I said they could stay where they are.
That's fine.
That's Mr. and Mrs. Singh, Sandra and Mohan. Just a little background on them. They came to Sussex County in the early 90s and started chicken business, farming actually, chicken business and growing chickens. And it evolved into trucking. You know, trucking, picking up the chickens, and it's been rather successful. So that's their business now, BCB. And this application is a conditional use, not a change of zone, for what they want to do at this parcel. And you can see the parcel is located on northbound on 113, just north of Georgetown. The application is for, that's the site plan we have up there. And I have hard copies of it if some of you want that as well. It's a little over 5 acres on the northbound of 113. And what they're wanting to do is have a diesel repair shop. And that smaller blue square to the left, top left, would be the diesel parts shop. and it's a warehouse in the back, just like an auto parts store like here in town where they have the parts in the back and the service in front where you can buy items. That's what that would be. And there's some small parking up there and to the side. In the back, they would be their repair facility, which is a large building. The dimensions may be hard to see on there. It's 100 by 75. Because they're just going to service trucks. They're just going to service diesels. So it's just strictly a diesel operation. And they would have parking on the side there for the trucks as well. You'll see a larger square provided in the back, not colored, for truck parking for their trucks that they have in their fleet. Those trucks truck feed for the chicken houses. And they have approximately 12 of them now. And they're pretty much on the road all the time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day in different shifts. And they're driving, I think, for Purdue and Mount Air. Maybe. In the front, they demolished the building in the top left corner. In the bottom left-hand corner is a house that they're going to keep. Their manager, the plan is that their manager of the operation is going to live there. There'll be a small office there. There was some talk at the Planning Commission, and by the way, we support the Planning Commission's recommendation, all the conditions, a lot of which we recommended. We have no disagreement with any of that. There was some talk about waste recycling in the fuel tank, and those red squares, pink squares, beige squares, whatever color they are, in the back are those facilities, including a dumpster that we've located on that site. The area, it's in the comprehensive plan, it's AR1, and it's also a low-density area. The area, I didn't see in your packet all the photographs we submitted to Planning Commission, but I have hard copies that I'll pass up to you. The memo from the to the Planning Commission by staff also lists, and that's part that was included in there, all the uses that are around the area. So I'll hand that up, if I may, Mr. Moore, because I don't think they were in the packet.
No, they're sure. In the docket, but it wouldn't hurt to have paper copies.
Yeah, they weren't on the online. I don't think you need, a lot of you are familiar with this area. I'll close them real quick, but just to make the point that there's a lot of activity in that area.
I think the photographs are part of the...
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, I missed them. You'll see just up the street, if they're in the same order, Mr. Riley, as I'm looking at, there's the first one is a pain relief office.
Very familiar with it.
Yeah, okay. That's Dr. Anthony's business just up the street. There's a sign of it, and I'm going to go through these pretty quickly. There's a sign on that side of the street. There's a business, like a concrete pallet business, right on the same side of his street, Bayline Construction. What it's called. That's pretty busy. That's the lot, not the very adjacent north one, but the next one. There are several billboards in that area. They're the pavement products. That's what I spoke of. That's NERA. And you see Dr. Anthony's building. I'm looking at the yellow sign that says Wake Up. That's just to the north of him. On the other side is directly across 113 is the gutter business. And if you saw the zoning map earlier, you could see that the large concrete business is zoned commercial. The gutter business is also zoned commercial across the street. It's called All About Gutters. So there's a fair amount of commercial activity, a good amount of commercial activity in that area of 113. So I've already spoken to the site plan. As far as the law is concerned, this is a, you know, AR, it's 115.22 CU, which actually says in your CU section, your conditional use section, that agricultural related industry, provided that such use is visually and acoustically screened from adjacent highways and property in such a manner that a reasonable passerby is not attracted or aware to it. There's not, the repair on the diesel trucks are in the back and they'll also be housed. The front shop is just like a retail shop for parts, so, and obviously that'll service their repair business too. So there shouldn't be much activity, and the trucks are all parked in the back. In your comprehensive plan as well, it's low density. It calls for major arteries, and this is obviously 113, calls for agricultural support, industrial and agribusiness, this is quote, uses that support or depend on agriculture should be permitted. The chickens have to be fed, so we can eat them later on. So, and they're a big part of it in Sussex County. Traffic impacts study was negligible, and they've worked with DLDOT on this. Obviously, the penultimate of your conditions is that the final site plan has to be approved, and it'll appear on consent, not from you, but the council. It's got to go back to the commission. So it'll appear on their agenda to make sure any agency approvals or anything like that are going to be had. That's all I have, unless you all have, I'll call my client up. Maybe, Mohan, you want to come on up? Can you state your name for the record, please?
Mohan Singh. We live at 32930 Curly Drive in Millsboro.
You know, something I didn't tell you about the Singhs, they have three children. They all went to Sussex Tech. Two are doctors and one's a lawyer.
Congratulations.
I have three sons, and I don't know what I did wrong so far. So. They're okay, but in any event.
I imagine they saw how hard their parents worked and decided to do something different.
Yeah. What's that say about me? No. You've heard what I said, Councilor, the true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Is there anything you want to add?
Yes, we're looking to grow our business in such a way that we're providing jobs and benefits to the neighborhood. We're not looking to be a huge organization for profit. We're of an age right now, we're in our 60s. We're looking to serve the community, really. So I've done some community service before. I'm a military background. I served in the 82nd Airborne. I served under Ronald Reagan when we invaded Grenada. And I've done some volunteer work in the community also. I volunteer coaching track and field for Sussex Tech for 15 years, and now we're looking to do more for the community. That's all.
Well, thank you for your service.
Could ask more.
With sure. Besides the trucking, are you also in charge of the crews that pick up the chickens and the waymasters?
No.
Just the trucking?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it just feed?
We primarily just haul feed for both chicken companies.
Oh, it's for feed?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The only question that came up that I was just want to make sure we're clear on that there will only be a limited amount of diesel stored on site. You said you had a burner there that would burn waste diesel or waste oil.
No, we're not burning waste oil, but we'll store waste oil there and, you know, remove appropriately.
Mm-hmm. So how much would be stored at any one time?
250 gallons at any one time.
Right, okay. That's reasonable. That was the only thing I wanted to be clear on. So, no other questions.
And I did have a vertical rendition of the shop, but not dissimilar to that facade, not nearly as big, but you don't necessarily have to see that. It'll be a nice looking shop from the storefront. Yeah, that's so it's similar to other buildings around there.
Right.
He's actually had ordered that, so he's ready to go if we can get this done. So,
do you have anything else to add?
No, sir.
If not, if you want to have a seat, is there anyone else here today that'd like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone listening in that would like to comment?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing, and if Council desires, close public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with Council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a diesel mechanic, parts shop, and truck parking to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.46 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 4, with conditions 5A through M.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes. I think that the proposed project is consistent with the surrounding area, and I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions, and vote yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Schaefer.
I'd vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I agree with P&Z, and I vote yes, and thank you for your service.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendations and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Then motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I will, yeah, we're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.